going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it as easy as just taking Travis Hunter? Would you like to be open to moving down? Do you want to take Abdul Carter?
I would be open to moving down. I think this would be an amazing coup.
I'm open to moving down.
Well, this is what I'm saying here. In this draft, which all we'd ever heard was how bad the draft was, if they can extract a number of picks, not just this year, but another pick in next year's coveted draft, if they could do that with this draft, that's incredible. Because we all admit, like, the Browns need
the
pieces,
price is next
right?
Year's one. The price is next year's one.
If they get a first in next year's draft, that's an all-time move. But I sense that Browns fans would be upset if they did that. Most Browns fans would be like, how are you passing on? Because they're buying into the Travis Hunter hype now, without a doubt.
Well, there's a couple of teams that you might believe are bat bleep crazy to do it. And there's teams that are definitely bat bleep crazy to do it, but it just has no common sense. There is a little bit of common sense to Jacksonville possibly doing something like that, okay? Now, I'm going to get to what Joe said here in just a moment, all right? I said I was going to be at 7:03, and damn it, it's going to be very shortly. Just let me say this. Jacksonville makes sense. Somebody tweeted at me. Twitter action is brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. He said Carolina because of ownership. That's a possibility. You got Bryce Young there. Now, you do have some weaponry, not really, but they might be willing to do it, so that's definitely a possibility. There's possibilities there with them, certainly. I've seen Mason Graham going as far down as, I believe, 8 to Carolina, if I'm not mistaken. So there's sensical picks, and then there's like, hey, you know, they're crazy and they might do it. I thought the Jets could be crazy enough because it's the Jets and they're nuts, but I do think that they'll actually stick in this moment and it wouldn't come up to number 2 for you. The Giants, that's a possibility, but I don't think it's enough to get a number 1. I think the price is a number 1 next year. I want your 1 next year in the good draft. So if you want to come meet the price, that's fine, because I know that this guy's an exceptional football player, and I think he's the player that you would want to come up and get. 216-474-0092. All right, before I get to you guys, Joe Thomas said this would be our Super Bowl tonight. He said this on the Zach Gelb Show on Infinity Sports Network yesterday. Hit it.
You get Shador and Travis Hunter on the same team once again?
Unfortunately, I never made the playoffs in my career as a Brown. And so as Browns fans, we always say the draft is our Super Bowl. And if that happened, we would win the Super Bowl this year.
All right. You heard that.
So I do have to say, like, excitement level, sexiness, place going nuts for a pick. Like, they get both of those guys. I do think it would be absolutely incredible in terms of just the showmanship of it. The walking away from a draft with a lot of young fans being juiced. Like, yeah, I could see that. I could see exactly what he's talking about. Do I think that would change the fortunes of the Browns? I'm not entirely sure because I've gone a little bit cold on Shador from where I was a couple of months ago.
Well, everybody's been saying nasty things about him over the last 72
hours. That's not what I'm saying.
But damn it, like, you're paying attention to the media and you're seeing all these names. You can't help but start to have a lot of doubt. Except for Peterlin, who bought a jersey of him. But other than that, you can't help but have a little bit of doubt in your mind because of that. I mean, you're hearing coaches say these things. I don't want to believe it. I told you, but it's weighing on you.
Yeah, where was all this stuff, by the way? I mean, we heard a little bit after the combine. Remember, there was the one report that they didn't love the way Shedeur Sanders, the way he conversed with some of the decision makers around the league. They thought it was kind of off-putting.
Mm-hmm.
But that was just one report afterwards. Now, all of a sudden, right before the draft, they're making it sound like he's the biggest prima donna in the history of football.
Well, I think that if you find, there's always going to be a coach that doesn't like a guy. If you find a guy who definitely wants to have a hand in the offense and you don't think he's Andrew Luck or Peyton Manning or now it would be Mahomes, but Mahomes didn't act that way when he first came to the league. That's well documented. It's going to rub people the wrong way. Because I think there's a lot of guys. Remember when it was written yesterday that it was a long time NFL assistant. These are guys that don't trust college football and don't trust the offenses and don't trust the players coming out of college football. Now there's a lot of big walls that are put up around long time NFL assistants and some of these guys coming out of college. So naturally they're going to distrust Shedeur Sanders. And then Shedeur Sanders comes into a meeting and he wants to have a hand in the offense and a hand in the conversation about the offense. Yeah, that's going to bother some guys. That's going to bother some assistant coaches. Everything I've heard, yes, he's a man who definitely knows what he wants. But also I've heard that he doesn't blame the teammates. There are some things that might be true about, again, he is a guy who knows his business. He's definitely his father's son in so many ways. But my fear is that, again, I'm not going to come off the hill. If you're going to make a declaration for a quarterback in this draft, you got to do it with your chest. We're going to go down in a bad draft to give up some more to go after a guy. No, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do it. As of right now, I'm taking Travis Hunter at number 2, and I'll talk to you on Friday night. At number 33, I'm not moving back up for him. Mary Kay's going to tell you to do something crazy at 8:22. We might have a knockdown dragout.
But you know that the odds are that because they have that 33rd pick, and as we get later in the first round, maybe it's not Shedeur, but they might end up moving up to get a guy that you like less than Shedeur. So I still want to know what the temperature is for you, if they end up doing that.
You want to give away what we're going to sell later?
No, not yet. But I'm just saying that is in the realm of possibilities.
Right now, if anybody read Mary Kay, I ain't going to be a happy camper. I'm going to let you know that right now. I'll be very happy about Travis Hunter. I ain't mad at him. I'm not mad at that guy. We ain't against rap. We ain't against rappers. I ain't mad at him. I think it's in the words of Brad Childress, a programmatic non-fit. I would not be thrilled at the situation. I'd be very nervous. I don't want to get mad. I'd be very, 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 very nervous. To the phones we go, Mark and Elyria. Mark, you're first up on the fan. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Not terrible, Mark. Go right on ahead.
All right, so I got a question for you, and it's a two-parter. How far down are you guys comfortable with the Browns moving down?
It depends on what you want to offer me, to be honest with you. I mean, the further we go down, the more I got to get back. So that's an open-ended question.
Yeah, but he's asking because you don't want to pass up. Like, we brought up Mason Graham, you know, a few weeks ago. But if you're out of even the Mason Graham sweepstakes.
Yeah, but I think there's solid enough football players. I just don't think you're going to get a guy who's, oh, my God, he's going to set the world on fire. Like, one of these guys are bound to become that way, Mark. But as of right now, I can't. I don't know. So I think there's a bunch of solid players here.
Yeah, I feel like anything in the top four, you're going to feel that way. But anything outside of that, it's going to be, okay, these guys are going to be, you know, they may be good, but they're going to be, they may end up just being role players for us just to help fill out, you know, either the offense or the defense or whatever we decide to do. My second part of this question is, if we can believe the reports that, you know, the Browns are looking at moving down to 5, right, with Jacksonville.
All right.
How would you feel about them moving a second time to just grab more draft capital?
Again, how far do I got to go? If I'm moving down to 5 and you want to move back, and plus, I think a lot of people are thinking my way. I think it's very hard to move up for a non-quarterback, right, Mark?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so if they're willing to move up for Travis Hunter, who's going to be willing to move up for Tet McMillan? Who's going to be willing to move up for Mason Graham? Who's going to be willing to move up for Armand Membo? Like, you're not going to find a lot of people willing to do that, so you might be stuck at 5.
Yeah. Well, and just to be fair, I do not want them to move.
Okay. Yeah.
I want them to take Travis Hunter.
You want them to take Travis Hunter. Okay. I'm fine with that.
I think that he has the ability to make a difference on both sides of the ball.
So you really think he's going to be playing serious defense? Because it's still hard for me to fathom
that. I think
he's going
to play semi-serious defense.
First and foremost, we need somebody on the offense. Play him at wide receiver. Have that be his majority role. But I think that there is definitely an opportunity for him to come in on defense and actually make a difference.
Mark, thank you very much for the call. Let me get to LJ in Brooklyn. You're next up on the Fan.
What up, Ken? I appreciate the Hurricane shout-out the other day, by the way.
Absolutely. Go Canes. We have a very near friend of ours that's connected to the program. Next. Oh, go ahead. Sorry, I almost said next. Like, I was, like, getting you off the phone. Go ahead, LJ.
I was just raising questions. I go back to the Miles re-signing, and him re-signing, I figured that came with the name, and he goes on record saying he has an idea of the quarterback situation. And I was a big Shador guy, and I feel like that ship has sailed. And so did they sell Miles on the Travis Hunter, Jalen Milroe, Flacco picket room? He's like, damn it, that's good with me.
Isn't it okay that they just sold him on $123 million guarantee?
That's also true, but, I mean, he was going to get that anywhere.
Well, yes. Yeah. Well, no, because if they weren't going to trade him, they weren't going to trade him. And remember, if he holds out, it's only going to cost him money, LJ.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's how their CBA is, so I hate to keep bringing up that dead horse to beat it, but I think that somebody brought up, like, say, well, they probably told him they were going to take Abdul Carter. That's why he came back and resigned. It's $123 million guaranteed. And by the way, he's a fantastic football player. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. I am more than fine with him. As long as he continues to play like this for the next few years, there's going to be a drop-off, but as long as he continues to play like this over the next few years, yeah, I'm perfectly fine with him playing for $123 million guaranteed. You can name the names of whatever you want to name. I think he only cares about the U.S. Treasury, and that's perfectly fine with me.
Florio is adamant that the Browns have been taking calls. Literally was talking about it yesterday on his radio show. He was absolutely adamant that Andrew Berry is willing to sell this pick. So now is that when you see the
next
odds?
Next year's one. Give me next year's one.
Yeah,
we'll
when you see the odds that Travis Hunter is by far the favorite for the Browns to go at number two, is that because that the Browns can't get an offer? Is it that they just love Travis Hunter that much more than everybody else, that it's an all-time no-brainer? What is it that Vegas has this pick almost set in stone to be Travis Hunter?
I think just because he's the best overall prospect. That's got to be it. Is there any odds that they would trade out? There's got to be odds that they would trade out, right? Is that what did you find that on your Vegas thing?
No, I have just seen that Travis Hunter was minus 1,200. To go number two overall.
Well, it seems to be that would be the consensus that
Is that baked in? By the way, so that's interesting. I think what you're asking is a good point. Is that baked in that if it's the Browns or any of the other teams, meaning the Browns would trade out of it, that it would still be Travis Hunter? Because that's who they. Because you're saying by far he is the number two prospect.
That's the only one that's the only guy I think people are trading up for. No one's trading up for any other player. No offense to any other player and anybody who loves him, but he's the guy who's multifaceted. He's the best overall prospect, so they'd be willing to trade up for him. I think it's impossible, almost impossible, because I think there is a possibility they could trade up for him, but it's almost impossible to trade up for a non-quarterback anymore. And the guy's got to be that good. The guy's got to be as good as who? Travis Hunter. So Travis Hunter is the number two pick, so that's maybe baked into it. They could trade out. My thing would be, okay, I will trade out for a first-round pick next year because then that helps me for clear reasons. If you didn't want to go QB this year and you're afraid of the QB situation this year, they're going to draft somebody. We'll see where they go with it. I know Mary Kay has an idea, which I might just blow the lid off coming up at 7:45, even though Mary Kay's at 8:20. I might just do it. I'm not sure yet. More on the Cavs at 7:30, by the way. But if you wanted to go into next year's draft and you're not planning to be, okay, fine. Maybe there's a guy that is in next year's draft. And right now, no, there is not that guy. But Joe Burrow wasn't that guy, right? And you were playing some Florio for me earlier or reading off a quote from Florio to me earlier where Florio said, hey, the Dolphins were trying like crazy to trade up for Joe Burrow. The Bengals wouldn't make that trade. Okay, well, Maybe there will be a guy like that. Maybe Garrett Nussmeier, Aller, whoever is going to be that guy next year, right? Okay, you will have those picks. You would have two first-round picks. So somebody who might have a good young quarterback has that number one overall pick. They don't need a quarterback. You're open for business. We'll see where it goes. I can't hate that, right? Can't hate that. I'd still probably be drafting in the top 10. I'd have next year's one. That's a hell of a price to pay. And so that's why I believe that Jacksonville might be the only one who's bat crazy to do it. 216-474 to below 92. Will in Brunswick, you're first up on the fan. Hello, Will.
Hello. So few points. So one, I don't think they're taking Hunter. I think they're trading to 5 with Jacksonville, getting to get Kings, Arsenal, whatever. And then they're going to trade again with New Orleans to 9 so they can move up. And then the Browns may even move down again in front of Pittsburgh just to stick it to them to take Jackson Dart.
Well, why does New Orleans want to move up?
Because Carr's shoulder or whatever is, they don't even know. Like, they put it out last night, right? Oh, we need to know what's going on. They need to know because they're going to draft a quarterback.
So who are they going to move up to draft a quarterback? You just said you think Jackson Dart's still going to be there, so why wouldn't they just stay at 9 and take Jackson Dart?
I think their move, they don't want Jackson Dart. I think they're going to pull a rabbit out of a hat or something. But I still think that the Browns should take the $10 million, whatever that Atlanta wants for Kirk Cousins, because you're going to have him, Flacco, Pickett. It's a 3-quarterback season now.
Oh, God.
And you stay with those guys until the new stadium's built, and you build your team around it and get a quarterback 3 years later.
You're not serious. This is 100%. Not a serious call.
And
no,
we definitely should not be taking Milroe. That's the dumbest take I've ever heard.
I didn't say to take Milroe, so don't yell at me about it. But you're calling telling me to take but you're saying what you're saying about Jalen Milroe, and then you're telling us to go pay whatever and give up more picks for Kirk freaking Cousins. I already
got
one over.
We're not give up any picks for Kirk Cousins. We're going to give up $10 million. That's all Atlanta wants.
Going to take any picks for Kirk Cousins?
They're not going to take picks. If that's the thing they're going to do, they're going to get one of our late rounders. They want to get rid of the guy because they owe him $100 million.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Will. You want to?
Listen, I love how people call in with such certainty, too. Like, they absolutely know. No, they're not taking. They're not taking him. They've never been taking him. Like, how could anybody, at this point where the Browns have done everything they can to throw people off the scent, that's been the only job of Andrew Berry so far. Because he's been sitting there, too. I mean, I have wondered at times through the process, like, at some point, if you really love Travis Hunter that much more, I mean, you could just say, yeah, we're taking him, there's no offer. But we know that's not a real GM. A real GM in the NFL is always going to listen to calls. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you listen? If somebody's going to be crazy, every pick has a price. Like, even Cam Ward with Tennessee, the only reason Tennessee has stopped really fielding offers is because they didn't get a crazy offer. No team in the NFL, when Cam Ward was probably going to go, sixth last year of quarterbacks, like, he might have been in the Bo Nix territory. Mm-hmm. I've seen some people say Bo Nix is a better prospect than what Cam Ward was.
Yeah, you did.
So
I saw that too.
The only reason you're not hearing anything more about the Titans because teams are done calling. They're not going to go crazy on an all-in Herschel Walker trade for Cam. They're just not.
Mike in Frisco, Texas, listening on the free Odyssey app. Hello.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking the call.
You got to give me more energy. I'm down in the energy after I'm getting Kirk Cousins calls at 7:29 in the morning.
Here's the thing. Absolutely, positively, unless it's like some sort of crazy King's ransom, that pick needs to be used, and here's why. When the whole thought process of the blow up, and go after Watson was.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Because we wanted to have a Super Bowl caliber team, right? Just making the playoffs and not being competitive, which is where they thought we were topping out. You got 6 years now of this regime. That's a generation for a general manager and a coach in the NFL. And tell me, if you're going to have a Super Bowl team, you have to have some premium players at premium positions, right?
Yeah.
Quarterback, tight end, tackle, wide receiver, edge, corner. This regime hasn't put anybody on the team, on this roster, that's premium at those premium positions. We don't have anybody. You got a chance to add a wide receiver or corner, depending on what you do with Hunter, or Abdul Carter. You got to grab them. It's time to start putting some premium players on this roster. Trading down and just putting guys on it isn't going to get us anywhere.
Mike, thank you very much for the call. Tone, I see where he is. This is weird for me because I do like to build inside out. So moving down, taking a guy like Mason Graham or something like that, that does speak to my heart in the way things were. But I like Travis Hunter, and if we're talking about best player available, we're going right back to the way things were, where when you have a QB, you do think a little bit more about need. When you don't think about QB, you think about, okay, how am I going to help everybody? But I really need to go BPA. If I go BPA, all right, then I'm going to take Travis Hunter. But I'm sorry, I got the only thing I disagree with, Mike, if somebody does call up and say, I'm going to give you a first-round pick next year, I mean, we gotta have that discussion. We have to
right,
consider
plus,
that, and I'd probably squeeze the trigger on that.
Yeah, plus what you're going to get in this year's draft.
Yes.
I mean, obviously, that's going to be at a premium.
Yes. Can I say something real quick? I know we got more Cavs coming up later. Just one real quick detour, because I said I'd do this now. What did you think of the snow last night during the Cavalanche?
I got a lot of texts and tweets about it. I think a lot of people were having fun with it. And there was a double meaning for a lot of the people that were texting me yesterday.
Well, yeah, and I said it was a great touch, and there were plenty of people who had a double meaning about somebody here in this room. I loved it. I thought it was great. I go, we got to do this.
Well, it's perfect, and if you had NBA TV, because I was able to catch some of that, I was going back and forth with the local broadcast. I always loved seeing, especially come playoff time. I mean, you know, you're going to get a national perspective. It's funny. The first game, people didn't know that Darius Garland blows kisses to the crowd, right? And so, you know, new people were kind of watching the Cavs. Like, were you guys watching the Cavs all year? But yesterday, the NBA TV, you know, they thought it was perfect because the obvious, you know, reference to, hey, Cleveland snows a lot, Cavalanche, like there's perfect synergy there. And then they showed it and the visuals with the crowd in the upper deck. It was a really creative angle.
There were some folks who felt like it was speaking too soon because, you know, you gave up a 19-point lead.
Well, the first of all, Cavalanche is something that they've trademarked.
You don't need to go that far into explaining it.
Sure.
I just got the because I'm like, this is great.
Well, so all celebrate. So like Darius, should he not, until they win a championship, can Darius not, you know, do a celebration?
I think that's the way some people feel. In the heat of the moment, when you gave up a 19-point lead, that's the way some people felt. I was defensive of it, but I decided not to get into it online because I was too busy watching the Cavs.
Yeah, what about Donovan Mitchell wearing shades in the post-game press conference? What about Darius with the upside-down Chief Wahoo on that, which
that
I didn't know.
Interesting thing.
I didn't know this is a trend. This shows. This is why we got to keep our young listeners. They've got to keep us up to date on this. Mitch found a Reddit thread that explained that it wasn't shade, it wasn't anything like, it wasn't any kind of commentary on Chief Wahoo or the Indian's name or anything like that with the logo. Said it was just a cool hat.
Can we do a deep dive on Reddit for this?
Just a cool hat. That's all it was.
That's all Darius was trying to do?
Yep.
Well, he's trying to send a message to Tyler Hero. More on that coming up later. 216-474-0092. I just had to get that in. By the way, we will be talking about whether or not the series is over again coming up here at 8
thing,
o'clock.
Yes. One other thing. I got to say, lower bowl, weeknight, 7 out of 10 on the wearing the colored shirt, the free t-shirt.
But
about a 7 out of 10. That was pretty good. I did not expect that.
Guys, it's so I did get one person who was very upset about that. Let me say
front
this
row was not wearing that, by the way. I'm noticing right now they just showed.
No.
Front row, most expensive tickets in the house, were not wearing the free t-shirt.
And I said this to somebody. I said, you know, as a man who is known as a person of size, which is the nice PC way to say I'm fat, right? Not all of the shirts fit. And we are a Midwestern town, which makes us a robust city. And so maybe sometimes the shirts don't always fit. You look at some of the other cities, maybe they're not as robust as some of us here in the Midwest. That's all I'm going to point out. That's all I'm going to point out.
Yeah, what's the program to make sure you get something that somewhat fits?
I don't know. I saw that one Seinfeld where they were talking about the guy who called in the bomb for the free hat day, and then he had to find the fitted hats. We don't need to do that. I don't need to find it. Just it's a one-size deal. If you want to make everything double X to cover everybody, fine. If you can't fit into it, you know what? That's Ken's problem.
Look, if there's one thing I'm envious of, Oklahoma City, everybody wears a shirt. Everybody wears a ribbon. Everybody wears a shirt. No, they force you to.
Yes, they
put you on the Jumbotron. They don't go to those lengths, you know, over at Rocket. But I did notice, and I saw some people, and I knew who they were in the front row. There's some CEOs there in the front row, not wearing the shirts. It was a fashion show down there.
Who do you want me to take? You looked at it, and you told me to take somebody, and I didn't see. Who the hell did you want me to take here? All right, let me get to Roy in Parma. Parma, you're next up on the fan. Hello.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning,
hello,
Roy.
I wouldn't want everybody, all the experts are saying to take Hunter because he's probably the best there for number two for the Browns. But the thing is, he wants to play both ways. Okay, you could do that in college football, but in the NFL, you're playing against stronger, bigger, faster players. That's going to be very difficult for him to do.
So what do you want to do?
I want Carter.
You want Abdul Carter?
That's what I want. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I think, can you imagine him and Miles Garrett on the same line? Oh, my goodness.
Well, it's great. Honestly, though.
It'd be great
it's great to imagine all these things, right? In a perfect world, if Travis Hunter's as good as what everybody's saying over the last few weeks, I mean, can you imagine Travis Hunter? Like, we can play that game. What did happen to the Abdul Carter buzz? Where did it go? Where was it? Why did it feel like?
There's enough with the medicals.
Is that what it was?
Breer was mentioning it on Tuesday. Yeah.
So he said, Travis Hunter, cleaner. If you're looking at the two prospects and you've got them graded equally, he said, cleaner. You know, Travis Hunter is the cleaner prospect. If you had him on a level playing field because of their injury stuff. And I do think it's one incident years ago, but it got brought up with Baker Mayfield. That tow truck driver thing, if it's a tie and you're wondering who the tiebreaker is, just those little things can be in the background.
Mary Kay Cat. Us at 8:22, then Jay Paterno. Ask us whether, actually we ask him whether we're making a mistake by passing on Abdul Carter. Jay Paterno will join us at 9:01.
Are you the kind of guy that around draft time?
I am always that kind of guy, no matter what. You can say whatever you want now.
Even if you're so passionate about one guy that the minute another team gets him, even if it's after you, you're like, is that right? Because you'll see the other team getting, like whoever gets Abdul Carter, if the Browns don't get him, it's going to go nuts. They're going to go, we had him ahead of Travis Hunter all along. Like, wasn't even close.
What do you mean, was I right?
Like, do you ever have, it's not buyer's remorse, but instant FOMO. Like, oh, I guess we'll never know now what he and Miles Garrett would look like together.
No, I don't. Never have. No, I don't think I make my decisions with a full and clear heart.
Because that's how the draft works. whoever goes immediately after you, they're like, yeah, we had him. Wait, we had him ahead of Travis Hunter always.
Because that's one of the questions you have to ask yourself if you're doing this, whether you're doing this on air or whether you're sitting at the bar with your buddy or whatever, or whether you're in an NFL actual draft room and actually making the decision. It's a zero-sum game. You either have the player or you don't. And so you have to say, is our team better with Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter? Are we better this year? Are we better for the long term? We have to marry those together, and then we have a discussion. That's how that goes. Same thing when it comes to QBs. Speaking of QBs, there has been a free fall right now for Shedeur Sanders. And Jonathan Jones says he may very well be available to us there. Could there be a possibility at pick 33?
He could go out of the first round. He very well may not be a first round quarterback. He may not be the second quarterback that is selected. Different teams have different valuations on him. More teams than not that I speak to tell me that they have a second round grade on Shedeur Sanders. Why? Well, he has an average relative arm. He has average relatively athleticism. You're talking about getting drafted in the first or second day of the NFL draft. You are an incredible athlete. You compare it to your dad or you compare it to other fantastic quarterbacks in this draft, it's average. You consider his completion percentage, very high, very accurate. Now break it down and see how many of those throws were at or behind the line of scrimmage. And you had the Heisman Trophy winner that you were throwing to kind of help those things out. All those things start to add up a little bit before you even get to any sort of interviews and how he made me feel at a combine interview or at a pro day or how he carries himself. I think that there is a very good chance that he is not selected on Thursday night. I think the logical place he goes is 21 to the Pittsburgh Steelers. But if he doesn't and a team does not trade up for him back into the first round of the draft, he will be waiting to hear his name called until Friday.
Pick 33, would you do it?
This is a cry. We need the Yodler music. He's kind of like, slide is happening right now.
If he could fall, like I've been saying, okay, Cam Ward and then Shedeur Sanders, and then there's this cavalcade of other quarterbacks. Now he's just part of the cavalcade of the other QBs. He's just part of the also-rans if he's a possibility to fall to 33.
Well, so this is why, like, Kenny, I've tried to, you know, hold some of your opinions here under scrutiny because me and you, I've kind of waffled and I've admitted, me and you were all in on Shedeur Sanders a month ago. Clearly, you are not in the same place on Shedeur that you were because you're just hearing from more and more people around the league, like, not a first-round grade, not a first-round grade. Like, it's amazing how many people are saying that they don't have a first-round grade on him. But that, to me, the difference I have with you is I don't think that makes you worthless now. Just means, all right, NFL teams don't have the same ceiling anymore on him. Doesn't mean he can't play in this league. Doesn't mean he can't be quarterback for a long time in this league. So if he's there later, why are you so against going and getting him later just because it seems like teams have a lower grade on him?
Because of his father, because of his last name. It's that simple.
So the star. Is it the pressure element?
Yes. No, it's not it's not the pressure on him. It's that if you're taking a guy tomorrow, not today, you're saying this is a project. That's what you're saying. And I don't think you'll be able to allow him to be a project. And you're creating a problem. DeShone Kizer. The best thing about DeShone Kizer, while I like DeShone Kizer coming out of college, I was so against taking DeShone Kizer in the second round. You do not remember these conversations. I do. You and I fought tooth and nail. I was the biggest bastard heel to everybody that Monday morning because I go, no, this is a bad pick. Don't do this. You're not planning on winning. You're going to put him in a bad situation. You will never allow the seed to germinate. And you may find this out with Shedeur Sanders or with anybody else. But the easy part, the best thing about any one of these other guys is if they fail, they're forgettable. They're forgettable. No, who remembers DeShone Kizer other than a person like me or you? They don't remember him. So they're forgettable guys. Shedeur Sanders, you ain't going to be able to forget Shedeur Sanders because dad won't let you forget him. The media, guys like us, will never let you forget him. National media will never let you forget him. There will be pressure on you to play him too soon. I don't know if that would be ready because now you're telling me you know more than I do about Shedeur Sanders. Great. You should. But if you take him in the second round, you're saying, this guy ain't no day one starter. No. He is not ready to go in the first month. We have to give him some time. You take yourself. I mean, we've talked up and down about Jalen Milroe. We've talked up and down about Tyler Shook, any one of those guys. It's like, yeah, there's no pressure on those guys. and you could still jump right back into the first round and take guys next year. You could still do that this coming year in 2026, even if you took Shedeur Sanders, but you will have hell to pay over all of it because his dad is going to let everybody hear about you. And I think that a lot of people are going, hey, he's good. Is he that good to deal with all that? I do think there's some people who are worried about their own jobs. Because if you do take Shedeur Sanders in year one, that's a first-round quarterback. That means there's a commitment to that QB. And if you take that guy and it don't work out, what did you do to not make him work out? Why is that? Why is that the case? Are you the problem, not the quarterback? Then, well, you know, there's the whole Deion thing. As a person who loves Deion Sanders, and I love Deion Sanders from childhood on, if you're not planning to take him and do it with a bullet, don't do it. Nope. You have to be in love with that guy. And if you're not in love with that guy, you find yourself in like with all the other QBs. Mitch on St. Clair, next up on the Fan.
What up, fellas?
Hi.
Hi. Look, I will take Shedeur Sanders. I mean, I think it's probably his camp doing this. It's no way that he failed out of the second round.
So his,
I mean,
camp, out of the first his round. Own camp is making him fall out of the first round?
Hey, listen. I've heard stories like this multiple times. Like, they'll sabotage, and then they'll be like, listen, they're going to fall to a team that they want to go to. Honestly, Pittsburgh, if they get Aaron Rodgers, Pittsburgh Steelers will be a great fit for him. I don't think that – look, I'm a guy that I think a quarterback should sit a year. I think that Shedeur should sit a year behind Aaron Rodgers. I think that he, if he gets to the Browns, he should sit a year behind Joe Flacco.
Why would you sabotage yourself and say have a bunch of bad things said about yourself? Why would you plant bad things about yourself?
Because you don't want to go to certain teams. His father already said, I'm not going to be the one. So what's going to happen is he's going to have a camp to make it seem like, oh, listen, this is bad. This is bad. Because from what I've seen in his pro day, nothing was wrong with his pro day. They said his accuracy was right there. So what's making him fall? You have people out there saying, well, he's not good in interviews. He's nonchalant. People don't like him. That's why I think that's where the whole argument falls. That's my opinion. That's my opinion, Ken.
That's a wild opinion, Mitch. I just don't know why you would plant stories about how you're a bad guy.
I've seen a lot of people do it in the sports industry, but I do have something to say to you, Ken, if
name
it's okay.
Name three.
I can't do that. But can I ask you, can I say one thing to you, Ken?
Yeah, go
about
ahead.
About the shirt situation?
Yeah.
Listen, man. You have to do what my friend did. Shout out Courtney Leslie. Slightly bigger than you. You have to call. He had to call and say, can I get a, what's that, the quadruple? XL. And he had to get that placed in the seat. And I think you can get a quadruple XL as well. You just have to call in.
You can. Say, yes. Wow, yeah, I did not know that.
Shout out Courtney Leslie. He taught me that. He had a bed sheet on his back.
That
so,
sounds like you need to be like a season ticket holder to do that. I think if I was sitting up in the upper deck, I don't know.
No. You don't have to be a season ticket holder.
Really?
You just have to be a big fella. Yeah, just a big fella.
All right. Mitch,
thank you.
Hell, that was, you know what? That was a great call. I didn't realize you could do that at a Cavs game. That's customer service.
Yeah, people are saying Oklahoma City, they have a kiosk that you can do this whole switcheroo to find the right size.
Oh, so yeah, I would imagine in Oklahoma there are robust people. Owen is from Oklahoma. Robust individual. Saying. Just pointing that out. Okay.
Why wouldn't,
we have our
Shedeur,
own kiosk and I just didn't know. Yeah, what?
Why didn't Shedeur, I know we got to go, why wouldn't Shedeur just tell teams, don't draft me? You could have done that,
I
right?
just don't know why I'd let everybody, like, yeah, I'm a real jerk. Tell everybody I'm a jerk. I wouldn't do that.
I would say, no, I'm not
that?
A jerk. I just don't want to play for your team.
Yeah, get all the fans against me. Why would you? No, I wouldn't want to do that.